Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to Pork Therapy. Thanks. You've joined us again.
On the Pork Therapy love seat.
Actually, it's more of a table
this
time. The
Pork Therapy folding cheap-ass dining table.
Yes, come lay on our table and we will therapize you.
Or we'll eat you because we're hungry.
Oh, all right. And we have a special episode today because we're doing a big, well, it's basically a big group meal, right?
At the Pork Therapy table. We have either guest therapists or guest porks.
Yes, I think I like guest porks better.
Okay, yeah.
And why don't we have our guests introduce? First of all, this is Stephanie.
Oh, and I'm Mike.
Did we say that already?
No.
Don't remember.
No.
Okay, the consensus
Thanks
is no.
Thanks for listening also.
And we also have
Bridget.
And
Jeff.
And we
have anyone else in the room? Hello? Hello?
And we have a live studio audience, known as the Peanut Gallery.
Who might comment, but I'm kind of doubting it.
Yes.
Quietly eating.
Oh, yes, I am.
All right. So, what are we talking about tonight, Mike?
This
topic was inspired by some recent events that just transpired here at the Pork Therapy table before we started recording.
Before it was a dining table, it was a gaming table.
Yes, and that brings us into our topic.
Yeah, it ended by not being a gaming table because some people in this room just decided to stop playing a game without finishing it.
It was
Declare
finished.
A truce, whatever the fuck that means.
So I guess we need to.
It's a good standoff.
Standoff.
I thought so too. Okay.
It's a game. The point is to win.
To win and finish, for that matter.
We both won.
The point is to finish.
It was dual winning.
Okay.
I think we all won.
It wasn't dual winning.
Wrong.
It was everybody losing. It was Omni losing.
See the differences of opinion here.
Okay, so why don't we get to the topic?
Explain the situation first.
The topic. We haven't even expressed the topic yet.
All right, the topic is how important is winning? Why do some people hate to lose while others don't mind, and still others enjoy it? Is it ever appropriate to place more value on winning than on playing the game? And if so, when? How do you train yourself to accept not winning and learn from it?
Okay, so now what happened 30 minutes ago?
All right. Well, I will try to explain this, but I'm sure we're going to get lots of comments jumping in. Basically, we got together and the five of us were playing
including the Peanut Gallery.
Including the Peanut Gallery. We're playing a game called Magic the Gathering. And this is a very geeky role-playing card
irrelevant.
Game.
Irrelevant.
Object. Are you objecting?
I object. It's irrelevant that it's geeky. True, but irrelevant.
True.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, I never made a value judgment there. I never said geeky was a bad thing. I actually think it's a good thing. So we were playing Magic, and we had a five-person multiplayer game going on. And this game was getting... intense, to say the least. The game went on for more than 2 hours, and we had basically a Mexican standoff going on. And in the last maybe 10 or 15 minutes of the game, we said, "Okay, we're going to stop at 6 o'clock because
who said that? Did we say that?
Yeah, we did say that.
Okay. The two people who called a truce and quit the game and said that that was said. The two people who didn't quit the game did not say that that was said.
I think this is selective hearing.
I think it is selective hearing.
Because there was other stuff that
you selectively heard
tonight.
What you wanted.
Like this episode.
The point is that they'd rather do a Pork Therapy and talk about how important it is to win than win.
It's a stupid.
No, that's
game.
Actually
we didn't
it's not stupid. Stupid. If it's stupid,
why are you playing?
If it's stupid, why are you playing it?
You know, it's fun, but you know, there are only a limited amount of hours in the day. I wanted to go salsa dancing, and I didn't want to be late like Mike always yells at me for being late.
I've never known
my
you to
next
be late.
Commitment.
What?
You know what?
What?
He's being facetious, obviously.
Okay, now wait a minute though. Jeff did bring, or I think it was Jeff who said something that was important. Or he alluded to it, and that is the values. It was more important to you to make a Pork Therapy than to finish the game that you started. No, but that could be legit.
Salsa dancing.
Or go salsa dancing, because I had promised...
Well, wait a minute, though. I mean, we were going to finish that game in, like, 2 rounds. You would have plenty of time to salsa dance, not also do Pork Therapy.
No, because we just would have continued jawing and just maybe not done anything. And just
who knows how long
other.
That game would have gone on? We thought it was
going
to be...
Okay, but that's not a valid argument, because you could say, well, this Pork Therapy is going to last for 17... could last for 17 hours, so we shouldn't start it.
I don't really understand... understand why one of us winning is more important to them than us.
I know, I don't know.
Okay, that's also a good point.
You don't understand.
Right, that's also a good point. Jeff and I were both already dead and out of the game when they called a truce.
Yeah,
so we were horrified by them
winning.
So the game, let's
we had no chance of winning.
We never finished explaining it. We got into this big Mexican standoff. Suddenly the game took a turn for the worse. Jeff was killed, the peanut gallery was killed, and then Mike was killed, finally, and it was down to me and Bridget in a standoff, and it got to 6 o'clock.
It wasn't a standoff.
He didn't kill you. Because remember, he said he could have killed you.
Mike could have killed you.
It was a very delicate and interesting situation.
It was not a standoff.
Yeah.
I mean,
person was going to win in
period.
A few turns.
Yeah, period.
But we don't know who that was. And
that's the point of the game!
I will never know!
And now you'll never know.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Look at these guys. They're going crazy.
Why doesn't it matter? If it doesn't matter who wins, why play the game?
Because it's fun. It's fun to just play.
No, it was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, we had a fun time playing.
I'm having fun driving down the highway, but I'm done. I'll just pull over right here and stop.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, there was also a point brought up that two of the players are going to have this nice standoff. The next game
that's
played.
I think this is a good point.
Even though one of them said, "I don't even care if I win as long as I
there you go.
Kill you."
That's awesome.
So, as long as that I think is a valid point too.
Should it be brought up that the two people who made the truce and ended the game so we could record Pork Therapy are females, and the two who were extremely disappointed to the point of rage that we just called the truce are men?
I think that's somewhat relevant.
That might be important. But
that might, yeah.
So but grow, I think that grow a penis Bridget, and finish a game.
Bridget did bring up a good point, because the question asker asked, you know, why do some people hate to lose while others don't mind at all and still others enjoy it? I think in the next game's case, I would actually enjoy losing if I could destroy Mike.
Yes,
for me, that
all
would
Jeff
be winning.
Cared about was killing Mike. He didn't care what happened.
He talked to me the whole game. All he cared about was killing me.
But that's no different, though. That's no different, though. You still want to finish the game.
Right.
You want to die trying to kill me.
Right.
But you want to finish the game. You're not going to try and kill me for a while and stop. Right.
It doesn't mean that there's absolutely no conclusion to the game.
You didn't finish the game. Actually, you did. Technically, there is a rule that says you could yield, and they both yielded simultaneously.
We yielded simultaneously.
Weak sauce.
Stupid.
It was pretty good. What about you, Bridget? Obviously.
I'm totally fine with
it. Yeah, me too.
Hey, you know, and this episode of Pork Therapy is done now. I've had my fun, yep. And I'm done.
And you're stopping it.
I yield.
All right.
I yield. I'm yielding.
Let's move on to a different topic.
Topic? No, the whole episode's done.
Oh, okay. Now I can go salsa dancing. Oh, man. So, is it ever appropriate to place more value on winning than on playing? I guess you guys would say yes, because because you didn't care, right? Yeah. You didn't care if you died trying as long as you killed Mike, right? So you were placing more, well, I guess that's more value on destroying Mike.
I mean, I think
playing.
By definition, with this question,
but he would
that's
be winning
not
over
true,
Mike
because
if he was destroying Mike.
I mean, I guess
he
in
would,
some
guess.
Particular,
that would have been his
particular
goal.
Instance,
yeah, that was his goal.
That could be true, right? But you have to win. I mean, you have to play to be able to win. In most games,
I don't know how you could win without playing.
I feel like
what?
Both
how could you win without
that's what I'm saying.
Stephanie
so that's kind of a stupid question. Because
yeah, we both won.
It can't have a resolution.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I'm more like, value on winning. That's not necessarily true. Like, if I was when I was new to Magic, I loved playing, even though I never won. So I placed more value on playing than winning. I wanted to play. I wanted to learn more. Wanted
yeah,
to have the fun.
Exactly.
But that's the converse of this.
But did you
is it ever
to
appropriate
lose?
To place more value on winning than on playing?
Oh, okay. So that would be like sore winners, like. I have to win at all costs. I'll cheat. I'll elbow
or
you at basketball.
Before the game's over.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I might not win, so I'm going to yield.
Right. I guess there is a good example of that.
Yeah, have you ever... Bridget, let's ask this to you, because I'm wondering if you've ever played a game with a guy and the guy could not stand to lose to a woman...
Yes.
What you're not looking
you
at me, are you?
What did you do in that
to
situation?
To a woman or just not stand to lose?
No, he couldn't stand to lose to a woman.
I don't know. You got really disappointed
in
me.
No, that's never.
But I keep playing you, and I keep losing.
No, you don't.
I lose at least half the time.
No, well, when you win, it's like by 80 points. It's like by 1 point, if lucky.
No, but have you ever played a game with a guy, and, like, if you win, he's like, well, I'd let you win, of course.
Example. Oh.
Actually, the opposite. Oh, when she beats me, she says she lets me win.
I was kidding. I was so kidding.
Well, to some people, it's like a crushing blow to their ego if they don't win, right? Like, I went on a date with a guy once several years ago, and we went bowling. And there was one game where I was, like, the first game I had started to win, and I was ahead of him. And he was just like, he got into this mode where he couldn't let me win. And then he started, like, you know, bowling a bunch of spares and strikes, and he finally pulled ahead of me, and he finally won. And he was like, oh, yeah, I won! I couldn't lose to this. Like, he could not lose to... And then another game, I beat him, and he was like, well, I let you win that one, of course.
More weak sauce.
Yeah, and so...
That's like a poor winner, poor loser thing.
But
way more than that. I mean, that's a segue in the whole sexism thing. Like,
yeah.
That's obviously... That was just can't lose to a woman because there's something about women that...
No.
Those kind of people can't lose to other men either,
Well,
though.
You know, and I kind of disagree with you, too, because I've met, like, feminists who just have to do everything in their power to always win over men or always prove that they're better, stronger than men.
Yeah,
and
that's
that
true.
Bothers me, too.
So in that case, the winning... is more important than the playing.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And by the way, this question says playing. It doesn't say playing games.
Right.
So really it could be anything.
Anything, sure. Yeah. I don't know. Some people want to win at, like, the stock market, right? They want to, like, make a lot
of
money.
Is winning more important than playing the stocks?
Well, maybe in that case. Yeah.
Well, when it's actual money, I guess.
But you have to play.
Well, that's
to
not
win.
True. I mean, what if we were...
Playing
what
poker?
If, yeah, no. What if we were playing for money in this last game of Magic? And you guys called the yield and...
We just would have split the pot.
I've done that before in poker.
Yeah,
the poker tournament has gone so long that the two or three remaining people said, all right, let's just divide it.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess.
So I guess at that point, the values have changed. I don't want to win. I want to end and get out of here.
Yeah. At some point, you value leaving more than keeping, you know, seeing...
Well, what about at some point you value relationships more than the game itself?
Ew, relationships.
Nice comment for
well,
a guy.
Well, you know, this is kind of interesting.
Relationship advice.
Considering, no. Considering the thing, you know, even when we played the other day where one of you was killing the other one and one of them said, well, if you want this, well, then maybe you better rethink the strategy.
That was you too.
So there was definitely
I was not involved in it. I was coaching a new player. I was not playing.
That was Maria?
No, that was a different one.
No, this was
the example when Jeff was about to attack me, and I said, if you want to get laid tonight, you attack someone else.
And he did.
And that's actually another topic, which is interesting. Withholding sex. Is it ever appropriate?
apparently it is. Stay tuned.
But only when playing Magic and trying to not attacking you.
But Jeff, I was totally kidding about that, right? You can attest to that.
I think she was kidding.
No, I was, because you did get laid.
But you'll... Oh.
Didn't attack
you. You didn't attack I think
that's
me.
True. That's true.
So we'll never know.
It was just a joke. It was just a friendly game. All right, well, we still haven't really answered the question. We've just had a laugh.
Right, so how important is winning? Why do some people hate to lose?
I think not that important. If you have good self-esteem and your self-esteem is riding on winning everything.
Yeah, I'm not... I kind of partially agree. I mean... The point of a game is to win. Now, there are other things you can get out of it. You can learn, you can improve your skills, you can get exercise, you can do whatever. You can just be there to socialize with friends. There's other things you can get out of a game. But the point of a game is to win.
Well, no, the game ends when someone wins.
But in general, I'd agree with that.
But it might not be the point.
If you're playing with a new player who might just, like, be so frustrated and never want to play again,
then
you might not play to your fullest. The point would be to get them to play the game again, right?
Well,
the point might not just be to win.
I don't know.
But in general, I'd agree.
Okay, I think the point of the game is to win, but at that moment when you're playing against a noob, then you value more teaching them so they'll play in the future,
right.
So they'll know how to play.
Which
but
is what
the
you
point
doing.
Of the game that you're teaching
of
is to win the game.
You're still trying to help the new person
win, absolutely.
Too.
Sure. I'm not saying one or two or the other is good or bad. I'm saying...
Right.
I started to say that every game has a point, and that is to win. Now, you can get other things out of the game.
We play played.
So I'm not sure how important is winning. It's probably not that important, but it's the point of every game.
Well,
but
it also, is important. It's okay. The point.
Of yeah, the exactly. Yeah.
But no, wait a minute. Okay, you brought up the point of the example of teaching a noob to how to play a game, Mike. Would you say that winning is more satisfying when it's actually a challenge and you're not sure if you're going to win?
Sure, of course, sure.
So then, really, like, you're bringing up the noob to be a good player who can challenge you, and then you'll have more at stake, and then you'll feel even better when you win in the future.
So you're saying while you're bringing them up, winning is not important?
I guess not at that moment,
important.
But then you're making an investment so that you can have that future challenge.
So how important is winning? The answer is, like most things, contextual.
Yeah.
Depends on what you're playing for.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Done. Answered.
This wasn't really about relationship advice, but I guess you could put it in that context.
Actually, it sure as hell could be. I mean, we talked about couples playing and getting, you know, and
what about even like
withholding sex?
Winning an argument?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. How important is it to win the argument?
There you go.
I mean, is the relationship more important? Is
it that's not a game?
Right?
I'd say.
But we're not talking about
some people.
But some people treat relationships like a game.
Sure.
But this question isn't even about games.
I know, it's about winning.
Yeah. So
how important is winning?
So
an argument. For me, not important at all.
Yeah,
I'd
say
get rid of the argument.
True. Well, see, that's a good point. Some people would say, don't argue. I'd rather not argue.
Right.
I would say, I don't care who wins or loses the argument. I want the truth. So
it depends on what you value.
Yeah,
like some people value winning the argument, even you know, even
at
if they're not right.
Some
people value not arguing at all, even if they think they're right, but they just don't want to let the other person. You know, they don't mind losing because they don't really care about the argument. They just want it over. And some people want the truth no matter what. So I guess it's contextual again.
Yeah, well, like most things.
Yeah. Are we done?
If so, when... Let's see. How do you train yourself to accept not winning and learn from it?
That's a good question.
Well, that kind of only applies to those people...
self-esteem, right?
...who think that winning is so important or more important than winning.
Yeah, but usually those people, if they place so much value on winning that they'll do anything to win, it's like they must have kind of a fragile ego because they can't handle a loss.
Well, it's actually totally ironic because they do handle losses, or they get losses by, you know, they lose their relationships. They lose their friends by... always winning and
or always having
to
be right
there.
Or having to win.
Yeah.
Like,
so it's an indirect and probably unintentional loss, but they certainly lose.
I think the main, you know, train yourself to accept not winning. Just think about how important, like, what are you really going to win or lose? Like, what is the at risk if you lose?
Yeah.
And in most cases, it's like, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, and again, that's probably pretty easy to train yourself to do, but what if you're in an argument with a loved one and you're really impassioned and whatnot? How do you train yourself to stop and think about, okay, if I argue, we're going to go to bed mad or we're going to break up, and if I, you know, if I keep arguing and I win, I'm going to, win the argument. I'm going to be right. How do you stop? How do you train yourself?
I think that's what you do. You think about the actual consequences and try
to
realize that, you know, winning the argument isn't really what you want to do. You want to diffuse the situation.
I agree that's what you want to do. I'm asking, how do you train yourself to be able to do it? Because it's very difficult when you're impassioned.
I think stepping away from the situation for a couple minutes is a good way to do that. You know, like to step back and not, you know,
just
say, hey, I need a break. Yeah. Step back, think about the situation, think about how important it is to you to, you know, be right and satisfy your ego or maybe lose your loved one or go to bed mad or whatever.
Yeah.
Actually, Bridget just said something, not everybody lets you have a break, and I gotta kind of disagree with that. Not everybody will want to take a break with you, but they can't stop you from just not discussing it with them for a while.
Yeah.
So
if they follow you.
They follow you, they'll keep yelling at you.
You walk
fine.
Yourself in the bathroom, and they break in the bathroom.
All of that can happen, but that doesn't mean that you have to keep arguing with them. That could mean you can just sit there silently.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, what's happening is the relationship is being destroyed or whatever, and it's all they're doing. All you're trying to do is
take a break
so you can save the relationship or whatever's at stake, and the other person is ruining it. So maybe you could mention that to them. Look, I would love to discuss this with you in 10 minutes when I have a break or tomorrow or whatever. And if they keep yelling, there's nothing more you can do. They are ruining it, not you.
Yeah. And I'd say another, like, really good strategy if you're a guy and it really only works for guys is if you're really in that much of a passionate moment and you're so excited and you can't let it go, just punch yourself in the nuts really hard. And that'll, I'm sure, make me think about something else besides,
besides see, Jeff, I, we
women
must,
don't take note
we
of
must
that.
Be really good at arguing because I've never seen you use that strategy. We must be good at discussing our issues calmly and rationally.
He's got these booby trap pants with a little mini sledgehammer, so you can't see it when it happens.
Oh, and my alarm's going off, and that means I need to go to salsa dancing.
Because, you know what? Being late should be a whole new episode. And, oh, and you're not going to be late tonight.
That's a great topic.
That is a good topic. I'd like to be present for that one.
And right. Don't be late.
Well, thank you for listening. This has been Pork Therapy, and you can go to our website at porktherapy.com.
And you can find us at facebook.porktherapy.com, and please fan us if you like us. And
yeah, please fan us and spam your friends with Pork Therapy.
Thank you, Jeff.
And take
we
all of
this
with
that.
A grain of salt.
Yes, yes. And you can also follow us and hear about new episodes at twitter.porktherapy.com.
That's right.
And you can send us questions.
If you want to be extra nice, you can give us a good rating on iTunes or...
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, somehow, you know, do your part to promote... Ooh, your
timing.
Low battery power.
Our studio is running out of battery.
So we have... It's a good time to go dancing.
How do they send us questions?
You can email questions at porktherapy.com.
Okay.
And, you know what? Bridget...
What's up?
I was wondering, is Mike free tomorrow night?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's great because... Because you can ask him out on a date.
Because I'm free.
Yes, like you always are. You can email.
He's always free.
You can email Mike at porktherapy.com.
Or Stephanie. You can ask her out, and even if she's not free, she'll go out with you. Stephanie@porktherapy.com.
That's right.
Thanks
I'll
for listening, everybody.
Yes, yeah. And not show up right now.
Oh, right, Maria. I mean, Stephanie.
We're just kidding about that.
No, we're not. No, I'm not.
Well, she did show up the last
she
time.
She once. Anyway. Thanks all for right. listening, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.